Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Story of the day just happened within the last 25 minutes. Deshaun Watson now in the practice window, which means he is one step closer to being able to return to action on Sundays for your Cleveland Browns football team. So here we go. And, you know, you take a look at the scenario, right? So Shedeur Sanders is your starting quarterback. He's young. He's had a couple games. Fans are interested, excited. He's got a huge fan base. And he's sitting there with the starting job this week. And then Dillon Gabriel behind him. Fans not so happy about him going out on the field for one play last week. Was your starter for a little while.
Isn't it more that Shedeur wasn't on the field?
You could look at it any way you want. As I was sitting in the stadium and I looked at Darryl, I was like, dude, they're booing him coming out on the field.
Because it wasn't Shedeur.
No. That's not the gist I had at the stadium.
I don't know, man.
It's not.
It was the idea that Shedeur was out of the game, Andy. But Dillon Gabriel has done nothing to anybody but here.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, Jeff.
I try to do his best.
I understand you're trying to be nice, and I was like, wow, are they really booing him? Now, I know there's another theory
Because Shedeur wasn't in the game.
Jeff, I hate to tell you, I was there. I think they were booing because he was coming in the game.
Okay.
And there was the consensus around me, too. They were like, oh, man, really? I hope you're right, Jeff. I hope you're 100% right.
If he was benched or something, that's a different story. But the guy was injured. They had no choice.
I agree. Okay. I agree. But, I mean, I'm just telling you what we heard as we were sitting in the press box during the game. And I was like, are they really? And we looked at each other.
Our fan base doesn't like short left-handers.
Maybe, perhaps. I don't know.
Ricardo Rincon was a hell of a guy.
How tall was Paul McDonald?
Taller than Dillon Gabriel.
Man. All right, your reaction right now to what we're talking about, the hot story today, obviously Deshaun Watson returning to the field in a practice setting. He's in the 21-day practice window. They've got 21 days to figure out whether he's going to get back out on the field or else he goes back to the IR.
Can I ask you one thing?
Sure.
How's Shedeur going to take all the Watson questions he's going to get?
Oh, it's great for him to be. I think Shedeur's going to answer.
Well, the focus has been on Shedeur since he's been here.
It's not going to be on him. It's going to be your relationship with him. It's going to be how has he made you a better quarterback? What have you learned from him? What have you, you guys are in the room together. What have you been able to,
Must listen to press conference coming up in the noon hour.
That's amazing. Are we going to play the whole thing?
Dang word.
Shedeur Sanders, that's right. Somewhere around noon, next half hour here. So let's find out. We'll hear what he has to say. But right now, I want to hear what you have to say. Nick's in a car. Hey, Nick.
Nicholas?
Hey, guys. Still morning. Good morning.
Good morning,
thanks for taking the call. So first off, Dillon was being booed when he came into the game because this fan base, especially the portion of the fan base that is in the stadium, is a bunch of toxic drunks. That's the truth. Sorry, but that just is what it is. We have a very toxic fan base.
There were a lot of Niners fans there, too.
and he was being booed, and it was really embarrassing to hear that. Just from a standpoint of what was supposed to happen at that point, Shadur was out with an injury, so Gabriel had to come in as he was the backup, and then we booed that situation. Not we, but those fans that were loud enough to be heard over the telecast as well. So again, very embarrassing, but certainly not surprising. Number two, this Deshaun Watson thing, unless the Cleveland Browns are enamored by a quarterback that's coming out in the draft, this is all about preparing Deshaun Watson to be the opening day starter in 2026. There's been all kinds of talk that they would cut him on June 1st. If you do the math, they save about $12 million if they cut him. And if he can play, and I really struggle to believe that he just can't. I know it hasn't been good, but there was a Deshaun Watson that we got from Houston that was an incredibly talented athlete and quarterback. If there's any hint of that, if the shoulder holds up, I'm more concerned about the shoulder than the Achilles.
Agreed.
But if he can throw the football, he is 1,000%. Well, I shouldn't say 1,000%, but I think that there is a very good chance that he's your opening day starter in 2026. You still have Shadur and Gabriel on the roster as young up-and-coming quarterbacks, and they see, again, what Watson can do. So I expect him to play this year.
Yep.
And if he shows some sign of health and they win games, we're going to be fine.
All right, Nick, in his car. Thank you.
What Nick laid out and what we've talked about, if Deshaun's your quarterback next year, even just next year, you don't have to add a quarterback to this team. Just what Nick laid out. Deshaun starts and you have two young guys.
I would think they would trade or try to do something with one of the two, with Gabriel or Sanders. And then...
Why? Why? If Deshaun's is already the starter and clearly the starter, why would... You don't. I could understand maybe wanting to upgrade, maybe bring in a guy you might think could be your long-term option behind Deshaun because he'd be only on a one-year deal.
It kind of puts you back in the situation you were in to start the season after you got rid of Pickett, right? It's, you know, Flacco was
Gabriel and Sanders.
And so now it's just
you could do it the same way.
And now it's Watson, Gabriel, Sanders. Or I'm sorry, Watson, Sanders, Gabriel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it could be.
Today.
But yeah, by the time next year comes around, maybe Dylan Gabriel's beat out Shadur. Who knows? You know, who knows?
Right. Let's go to Rich in Bedford. Hey, Rich.
Hey, this is me.
Rich.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, man?
Rich.
Hey, I totally agree, man. I'm coming back with Deshaun Watson next year. He was an all-pro before he got here. It ain't Deshaun. Put talent around him. Stop listening to these fans. Every year they want a new quarterback. We the laughing stock of the league. Carolina right now. They stuck with Bryce Young. Look how good he's doing right now. Look at the Bears. Look how good they doing. You got to stick with somebody and develop them, the quarterback, instead of every year you want a new quarterback. It ain't the quarterback. Look how many quarterbacks we done went through. Work on that offensive line and get a top receiver. And stick with Deshaun and Sanders, back him up. That's my opinion.
All right, Rich, thank you. I think that could be a popular opinion. Watson, Sanders as the backup, give him a little more time to learn. I think that's what you're going to see. I think fans are going to say that. Like, I kind of feel like that's the direction this is going to go in. And you had said earlier, like, everyone wants to see Sanders. And I think that we do. I still think we want to see what he has and to give him the opportunity to continue to play as much as an opportunity gave Gabriel.
And here's the key, and it was just touched on. Let's say that none of the quarterbacks who eventually announce that they're coming out are guys that the Browns are enamored with. Then you don't have to take one. You don't have to take one anyway. But if Deshaun, with 1 year left on his contract, shows he can play, well, why would you roll the dice and take a quarterback that you're not sure about? That would be silly. Start Watson. You have two young guys. You know, we'll see how that plays out. And then kick the quarterback decision down the road for a year you punch up the rest of the team.
I mean, if these guys can get you through to the next season, and or beyond, I'm not saying it's the end-all be-all. What I am saying, though, is if you could go back into the draft next year and do what you did this year, say you have a top five pick, somebody wants to move up to five, they give you their later first-round pick, or you end up with two first-round picks this year or next year because someone let you move up, now all of a sudden, you know, you're looking at, you know.
You add, if you could do the same kind of trade you did with Jacksonville, if you think Watson is competent to play quarterback and that Sanders and Gabriel are competent to be his backup.
You could rebuild the offensive line in two drafts.
Yeah. Yeah. Because remember, they didn't just get a first-round pick, an extra one for next year. They got a second, too.
Right. Yeah.
How's that guy playing? Pretty well.
Yeah, I think so.
He's running the football very nicely.
Let's go Ryan Akron. Hi, Rhino.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Hi, Ryan.
I got one question, and I got it for Jeff.
Okay.
Oh.
Because I listen to you guys all the time, and I just don't understand Jeff's take on Watson. Why would you start Watson? And my question is this. Do you think Deshaun Watson, in the state he's in, and all the injuries he's had, mind you, he had an ACL in Clemson, he's had two ACLs since. He's had his shoulder blown out. Do you think he's better than Baker Mayfield?
I didn't want the trade when they did it, Ryan. So exactly. I've been dealing with what they've done him. Since. Better than Baker Mayfield at the time? Yeah, I thought he was.
Yeah, but Ryan, do you think he's better than Shedeur Sanders? That's the question.
I don't think so. I think that he has played better, and he has better experience in his first 4 years. But sports is mental. And, you know, Dillon Gabriel lost the locker room. Deshaun Watson lost the locker room. We're forgetting one specific thing here. We're seeing talent with Shedeur Sanders, but he's playing with Swiss cheese. You got Judkins. You got Samson, who's showing some flashes in the pan. Judy's becoming a bad apple. He's literally playing with basically nothing, a defense that is so good they can't even win you games. But if you just commit to a quarterback for 4 to 6 years and build a team around him, we will not be stuck in the cesspool anymore.
Hmm. We've never done that, right?
Well, they did. His name was Deshaun Watson.
Well, they wanted to.
Right.
To consecutively have a quarterback for 4 years.
But he got hurt. They signed him for five, Andy.
Baker's about as good as you got there.
They were committing. It just didn't work. You know, we got to remember that. They thought they had it fixed. Deshaun Watson in Houston was a better quarterback than Baker Mayfield.
Nick is in Medina. Hi, Nick.
Hey, fellas. First time, long time.
Well, thank awesome, you. We appreciate Nick. It.
So, let's say, I mean, I'm tired of wasting draft picks, so you got to keep Gabriel. You got to keep Sanders. Just keep him on the bench. Keep him on the back burner, right? You got a championship defense, so you got to stay the course. Now, let's say Deshaun, for some miracle, takes you to the Super Bowl next year, right?
Oh,
some
my miracle gosh. That Nick, happens. Are you okay?
Now what do you do?
Nick, you okay?
Do you re-sign him? I'm just saying, it's a miracle. It always happens. Some team becomes crazy.
If he takes him to the Super Bowl, yes, you can re-sign him. Yes.
Oh, my God.
I just want to see Dan's head explode.
Or do you say that contract was garbage? You got to let him go. Or do you re-sign him?
If you won the Super Bowl with him, he'd have a statue in this town. Everyone would forget everything that went sideways.
No, he wouldn't.
If he took the Browns to the Super Bowl and won a Super Bowl, Deshaun would have a statue.
No,
yes, he would.
Wouldn't.
Yeah, he would. Sorry, Jeff.
Would you make him go for a lower contract price?
Can we worry about getting him on the practice field before we have him win the Super Bowl and build a statue?
Thanks, Nick. if the Browns won the Super Bowl, whoever the quarterback is, I don't care, would be beloved forever. Forever. I can't even, it's laughable that we're even thinking this. It's just like, okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.